Hello, welcome to my reflexive journal. It is Sunday around 10. It is October 22nd. Halloween is just around the corner. Today we're going to be talking about throwback to sophomore year. And I'm going to talk about some advice I have to give to the sophomores slash newbies, since that's what I went through last year as a sophomore. I'm a junior, if you didn't know. And how was the start of the program influenced by an upperclassman? So, like, who was your mentor, or who were your mentors if you had multiple? So, this is how we do it. This is how we do it. Hello and welcome back to my journal. So we're going to talk about what information, what advice, what wise words I have to share with the newbies, so the sophomore slash freshman in the athletic training program. So just as an overall understanding, in the athletic training program, you have multiple classes. Sometimes you might have a biology class. Sometimes you might have like HHP class. Sometimes you might have a Spanish or just something. Maybe even a math, a chemistry. So on top of, on top of the rigorous workload for athletic training, we can have other classes. Other than classes, we have to get a minimum of 5 hours a week in clinical and a max of 25 hours a week. And you have to get at least 150 hours a semester. So on top of all these requirements, just to be a athletic training student, you definitely have to thrive in your AT classes, in all your classes, actually. And I would just say, no matter what, it's hard. It's really hard. And sometimes you might take a couple of L's before you get a win. In some scenarios, you have to learn what learning style you are, and you have to know what works for you. Sometimes it may not work for a exercise phys class, but it might work for an upper extremity eval class. So you really just have to experiment, play with it, but also know what works for you. And just really having a system. So you have a clinical packet where you have to get at least a certain percentage of that book done in order for you to be able to eligible to go on to the next semester. And normally has at least 150 different masteries that you should have. Those are all different things that we have to do for certain classes. So, like, it could say apply angle tape, apply bracing, or it could be like a full on soak note for a specific injury, for my case. So really, you just have to have a system for your hours, for your clinical book, and how to manage your classes. And like I said, it's hard. Sometimes it sucks, but most of the time it doesn't. And the only reason that you might think it stinks is because you do it to yourself. If you have a good system, then you don't have to stress, because you're like, hey, I have these 2 hours where I am free. I can do whatever I want. I can do more homework if I need to. I can do less if I don't have to. And I have a system to where I can actually have a regular life, a regular college life, or a regular student athlete AT life if I do this. So 4 weeks minimum you have to just grind out. So how was the start of your program influenced by an upper class student? So not to brag or anything, but I would say I looked up to all the upperclassmen. I was friends with most of them, and I still am. I talk to most of them every day, if not more than once a day, and I hang out with them. So they definitely guided me, showed me the best way to do it, showed me what not to do, and they showed me what to do and what works for them. Different learning styles, different just takes, views on certain classes, certain ways to learn things, what worked for them to realize this is how you do X, Y, and Z and stuff like that. So as always, I talk about my master's in temps this week. So we just got done writing practice slip notes for knee and upper leg. So I'm looking to go through those scenarios to get a mastery. So stay tuned to next week. Thank you and enjoy your day.